Suicide Prevention Coordinator. Officials announced that Gina Meyer Hummel, who served as Secretary of the Kansas Department for Children and Families, was appointed by Attorney General Derek Schmidt to the suicide prevention job created by the 2019 legislature following recommendations of a task force. And if you like it hot, today should be right up your alley with heat indexes in the triple digits for much of the state. Mid-America Network News. Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
A federal employees union says recent comments by acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney confirm the Trump administration's grand strategy to cut the federal workforce by relocating agency offices out of Washington. Mulvaney said last week the U.S. Department of Agriculture's plan to relocate several hundred jobs from Washington is a wonderful way to streamline government. The USDA said in June it would move most employees of two research agencies, partly to bring them closer to farmers and agribusiness. Government Workers Union Local President David Verardo says it's a strategy to reduce government workforce and eliminate checks and balances. Brian Pruitt, a conservative commentator, says he's joining the race for U.S. Senate in Kansas. He acknowledged it's a long-shot bid this week to run for the seat held by retiring Senator Pat Roberts. The Wichita native would be the first openly gay senator from Kansas if elected. Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. A Nebraska state lawmaker is facing calls to leave the GOP after he blasted fellow Republicans for enabling white supremacy and staying silent after President Donald Trump made inflammatory comments about minorities. Senator John McAllister's comments following this weekend's mass shootings in Texas and Ohio drew a sharp rebuke from the Nebraska Republican Party, which urged him to tell the truth about his partisan views and register as a Democrat. Stormy weather moving through central Nebraska left thousands of people without electricity and streets flooded. The National Weather Service says more than an inch and a half of rain fell on parts of Grand Island, flooding and closing several underpasses. The service also says a wind gust of 87 miles an hour was reported a little before 3 o'clock this morning at the Central Nebraska Regional Airport at Grand Island. Mid-America Network News.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. We are excited to tell you that we are the new Fendt 1000 Vario tractor dealer for South Central Kansas area. These tractors have so many features that you have to experience one to get the full effect of what they are capable of. The horsepower ranges from 380 horsepower to 500 horsepower, with peak torque at 1200 to 1500 engine RPM and 1700 being high idle. This means excellent fuel economy and low emissions. Fendt is the leader of the Vario Drive CVT transmission. Team the engine up with the Vario Drive transmission and you have a tractor that is way ahead of competition. And that's just a start. The Fendt Life cab has all the features and comforts that you have wanted for a long time. This cab is for the operator who wants to achieve high performance that is comfortable. Put together the engine, the powertrain, and cab, and you have a package that is comfortable, loaded with horsepower, economical to operate, and reliable. Come see them at either the Mount Hope location or the Winfield location, or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Work will be done on the intersection of Highway 36 and 77 and continuing on south to Broadway, with Broadway remaining open. On Wednesday, August 14th, there will be a public meeting to inform residents of alternate traffic routes during the construction. Marysville Mayor Carla Grund is encouraging residents to attend the meeting.
The meeting will provide all the options of rerouting traffic within our community. This intersection improvement will affect all traffic on Highway 36 and 77, and especially the school traffic. So that would affect both the school busing as well as all the residents dropping off kids. So it's important for you to know when it's going to happen and what alternate routes will be available and how to make this flow for the duration of this project.
Grund is aware that this will be an inconvenience.
We understand that this will be a major disruption for a lot of our residents and businesses. However, the road will last for 50 years going forward, which will be a huge blessing to our community.
The meeting will be held Wednesday, August 14th from 6 to 8 p.m., and residents are encouraged to attend any time during the meeting. Fort Riley has a new round of hiring to fill 36 security positions at the post. Security personnel are responsible for access control and manning the multiple access control points at Fort Riley. Soldiers have previously filled many of these positions that are now being converted to civilian positions. This allows more time for the soldiers to receive the training needed to be prepared for any mission, any time, in any part of the world. Positions are open to all U.S. citizens. Pay range is $33,949 to $44,130 per year. Positions for all shifts will be hired and training will be provided to selected candidates. For more information or to apply, search keywords security guard and location Fort Riley, Kansas on www.usajobs.gov or call the Civilian Personnel Advisory Center at 785-239-6004. Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers has been going around the state as part of the Rural Prosperity Listening Tour. The Lieutenant Governor talks about why they are doing this tour.
We've set 12 cities and visiting the areas around those cities to listen to rural Kansans, to see what's on their mind, to find out some of the things that are working and not working, to really provide feedback on how we at the state can listen and make sure that rural Kansans have a seat at the table.
He was in Sabetha on Monday, his 12th stop so far. He said that each place has a lot of the same issues.
There's a great need to do something for housing. Broadband is a big issue. The access to broadband is huge. Infrastructure, you know, the roads and things of that nature. And then also access to high-quality health care. Those are the things that rural Kansans are telling us are very, very important.
The Lieutenant Governor will have two more stops on the tour and will then present a report to the Rural Prosperity Committee.
We'll be putting a report together, and we anticipate that we'll need to come back and study some of these things a little bit more, find out what other states are doing, what are possible solutions. Some of it could be legislation to change or to propose, or it could also mean changes for regulations. We also see the need for state agencies to work together across agency lines, you know, because many times somebody wants to start a business, you have to talk to three or four different state agencies. How do we ultimately make that easier so that there's less paperwork and less regulation in that regard?
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller.
Joalis Terry, age 75, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral services planned Wednesday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joalis Terry. Nancy Lewis, age 78, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Services Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Nancy Lewis. Creta Bronaugh, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Creta Bronaugh. James E. Taskinen, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral services pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Taskinen.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for Wednesday, it's Swiss steak, wheat bread, baby bakers, peas, and cinnamon apples. And for Thursday, chicken noodle soup, pimento cheese on whole wheat, celery and carrots, and plums.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like new 2017 Chevy Equinox with just 22,700 miles. Like new, priced right. A 2017 GMC Acadia and 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickup. A 2016 Chevy Tahoe. Several vehicles, including a car, truck, and a crossover, priced under $7,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the central parts of Midwest associated with a low pressure system, and that's going to stay overhead as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow before it moves off towards the south as we head into Friday. This is going to bring ongoing chances for some showers and thunderstorms. It does look like we have another system that will move through, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday night, continuing into Saturday. Otherwise, temperatures not bad. We're going to see highs in the lower to mid 80s, some areas in the upper 80s. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, occasional showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s, around 70. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Once again, occasional showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid 80s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Don't miss the all-new August specials at CJ Express. The barbecue slider 3-pack is back for lunch. Get beef, pork, and chicken. Specialty pizzas this month are the Twisted Aloha pizza with pepperoni, bacon, green pepper, pineapple, and jalapeno peppers. And for a limited time only, the Chicken Bacon Ranch. The heat is on this August at CJ Express.
Lester gets lit up. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Oakland A's were all over John Lester in Chicago last night, scoring 11 runs, 10 earned off the Cubs ace, en route to an 11-4 victory.
And Garneau hits it deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance, and it is gone! Dustin Garneau unloads.
On KTRB, Dustin Garneau with a 3-run shot and the A's 8-run second. Meanwhile, the Rays came back from a 6-0 deficit against the Blue Jays, hitting 3 2-run homers and a 6-run fourth to tie it before a wild finish in the 10th.
The pitch. In the dirt, it's a wild pitch. Here comes Kiermaier home. The Rays have won it.
On WDAE, Kevin Kiermaier racing home from third on that wild pitch by Buddy Boshers. Tampa wins 7-6 in extras. Zach Greinke wasn't great in his first start with Houston, but the offense backed him up. Yuli Gurriel went deep twice, and Greinke and the Astros won 11-6. Ronald Acuna Jr. got the Braves off to a good start against the Twins after Atlanta was walked off Monday night.
He's ready to go, and now for the ball game, and the first pitch is whacked high in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Kepler. Say goodbye to this one. Touch them all, kid. Ronald Acuna.
On WCNN, the Braves went on to score 9 runs off Twins ace Jose Barrios and led 11-0 at one point in the sixth inning. They won 12-7. The Yankees' power bats were out once again in Baltimore as 6 different Yankees went deep, including Didi Gregorius, who put one onto Utah Street.
1-2. Swung on, there it goes to deep right. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair. It's gone.
On WFAN, 9-6 the final as New York, undefeated in August, won its 7th straight. Speaking of streaking New York teams, Zach Wheeler was dominant for 8 scoreless innings, while Wilson Ramos and Pete Alonso both homered as the Mets beat the Marlins 5-0. That gives New York 5 straight wins. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Don't miss the start of the new era of K-State football with Coach Chris Klieman.
Playing it on the line every dang day. You win that dang day.
The Cats open the season at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 31st. To celebrate their first game, a total of 2,019 tickets are on sale now for just $19.
Chris Kleiman was the best guy for this job. Comes in, little swag, national title.
Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump plans to begin enacting additional tariffs on China to pressure negotiators to reach a trade agreement. Talks between the U.S. and China scheduled to begin in September, according to the White House. President Trump took the trade war on Twitter Thursday afternoon, announcing additional tariffs against China starting in September. Trump said the U.S. will start putting a small additional tariff of 10% on the remaining $300 billion of products coming from China starting September 1. These comments follow a recent meeting between the U.S. and China. Earlier, Trump said the talks were productive, but China yet to follow through on its alleged commitment to purchase U.S. ag products. The move undoubtedly attacked a game at forcing China to commit to a trade agreement. When the U.S. first threatened this new round of tariffs early in the year, China struck back with the threat to raise tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods. A coalition of biofuel supporters have asked the federal court to take action against the EPA's small refiner waivers. The petition filed earlier in the week asked a federal appeals court to lift a stay it placed in a 2018 petition, asking the court to protect the renewable fuel industry from undue harm caused by the waivers. The group includes Growth Energy, Renewable Fuel Association, National Farmers Union, and others. The coalition says EPA's current regulations factor only in the future of small refiner exemptions granted prior to compliance year, despite most of the exemptions granted in recent years have been for compliance periods that have already ended. The coalition asking for the stay to give EPA time to review the request to reconsider its current regulations. EPA's response, though, has never arrived, but EPA statements and actions over the last 13 months indicate the EPA has effectively denied that request, according to the coalition. Not content to wait further, the coalition asked the court to step in and restart the proceedings. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday was kind of a tough day for grains and soybeans. Not really much better in the livestock complex, but we did see a couple of green spots there. Just kind of brutal for our futures markets on Tuesday. Let's take a look at how things finished up. September, Kansas City wheat down 8 3/4 at 418. December down 8 1/2 at 438 3/4. September corn down 1 1/4 at 404. December down 2 1/4 at 412 1/2. So not a good day for corn or for wheat. Soybeans tried, but couldn't hold on. August beans down 2 1/2 at 847 3/4. September beans down 3 at 853. Back months were all lower. The products were mixed. August soybean meal was at 295.10, up 20 cents. September bean meal was at 297.30, up 30 cents. Each of the later months was also green. Soy oil, though, August down 28 points at 27.48. September soybean oil was down 31 points at 27.56. So not a good day for the grains and soybeans. August live cattle down 67 at 107.12. October down 117 at 106.22. Feeders were where we saw the bright spot. August feeders down 55 at 139.97, but September up a nickel at 139.45. And October was up 22 at 138.65. But then after that, all the later months were lower again. August lean hogs down 72 at 77.12. October hogs down 282 at 64.60. Each of the back months was down many by more than a dollar. So not necessarily the best day across the livestock complex as we finished out Tuesday. Cotton saw some mixed action through the course of the day, but finished higher. October cotton 36 points up at 58.27, while December cotton was 24 points higher at 58.72. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money?
Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Stress. There's a lot of that going around Farming America. Some tips on how to avoid becoming an ultimate victim of it after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Stress keeps piling up on farmers and ranchers, and we've heard a lot recently about farm failures, farmer mental health issues, and farm suicides. Lamar Graft, who once was a farmer near Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is now the associate director at the North Carolina Agromedicine Institute in Greenville, North Carolina. He focuses there on farmers' mental health. He says there are many people in a farmer's life who can see changes that indicate that something is not quite right. And if you are one of those suffering, you should get what some consider a four-letter word, H-E-L-P.
Certainly the best thing that anyone can do when they're having undue mental stress is to start talking with somebody who does provide mental health evaluation. I know that's kind of a nasty word for farmers to think about, but by the same token, the farm is not going to do very well, and your family is not going to do very well if you, the chief operator, is facing undue hardship because of it. And, you know, we go to see a doctor when we can no longer walk because our knees are so bad. We talk to somebody when we cut a finger off and not just put duct tape over it. And we have to do the same thing with our mental health to keep us on the top of our game and to keep us going so that we can make things work better for our families and for ourselves in the long run.
And Lamar Graft says treating your mental health can also help your physical health and help you avoid accidents on the farm.
That's right. You know, agriculture also has one of the highest accident rates. We call them injury incident rates. But, you know, it is 8 times the occupational average. And so if we look at the fatality incidents involving farmers, you are 8 times more likely to suffer a death at your job than the other occupations combined.
And on top of all that, advances in technology have made farmers less healthy overall. More about farmers' physical and mental health tomorrow. Back after this.
Nothing works harder than Trivapro fungicide. Trivapro offers long-lasting preventative and curative disease control thanks to 3 distinct modes of action, including an active ingredient that delivers 10 times more potency than the competition, allowing you to maximize yield on your farm. So choose the Trivapro fungicide that works longer than any other. Always read and follow label instructions. See your farmer's cooperative agronomy branch about SkyTech aerial application.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
A gentle reminder that if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
There will be a farm equipment auction plus tools, antiques, and miscellaneous for Doug Jenneret and neighbors. Saturday, August 10th, sale begins at 10 a.m. southwest of Centralia. Tractors, a dozer, and trailers include a 77 Farmall 686 diesel tractor, very clean with a canopy, 41M Farmall tractor, it runs good, 77 Caterpillar D7G dozer, 48-foot storage van trailer with 220 wiring, it's been used as a tool shop in good shape, an 85 wide 25-ton plus lowboy trailer with good tires. Tools and equipment include a self-contained log splitter with 13-horse gas motor, post-hole digger, bale movers, two-wheel dump bed trailer, rotary mowers, plus tools, antiques, and miscellaneous. This auction for Doug Jenneret and Neighbors Saturday, August 10th, begins at 10 a.m. from Centralia. Go 4 miles south on G Road, then west on 56 to E Road, then 4.5 miles south to 350 East Road. For details, contact Klein Realty and Auction. Auction sealed bill posted online at mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies around 70. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, it looks like more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures in lower to mid 80s. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy skies, more storms at 66 degrees. Right now, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. George Soler didn't have to wait for the question about the Green Monster to be finished before breaking into a wide smile. Soler hit a pair of long two-run homers over the Monster. Jacob Junis pitched six effective innings, and the Kansas City Royals snapped their seven-game losing streak by beating the Boston Red Sox 6-2 last night.
Line to center field. Bubba Starling is there. And the Royals' seven-game losing streak is over. The Royals' eight-game losing streak against the Red Sox is over.
Royals right-handed pitcher Glenn Sparkman is scheduled to pitch the series finale today. He's 0-4 with a 10.16 ERA and seven road starts this season. Again, the Royals over the Red Sox last night. First pitch this evening at Boston is set for 6:10. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas Wednesday Sports on the Mid-America Network.
Hurry into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales events and get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Jordy Nelson has officially called it a career. The Riley County and K-State grad was in Green Bay yesterday to retire a Packer.
I mean, when you're part of this organization in the history, and Mark reached out to me probably a couple days to a week after I decided to be done playing, and asked if I wanted to do it. So when you get that request, I was very appreciative of that. I think it's, I mean, I'll be remembered as a Packer. Obviously, I enjoyed my year last year in Oakland, but this is where I started, and it's great to come back and end it that way.
Nelson went from a small town in Kansas to being one of the best and most consistent wide receivers in the NFL. The former Wildcat spent 10 years in Green Bay and one in Oakland. And while we're talking football, Chicago Bears rookie running back David Montgomery will get his first chance to test his skills against NFL players tomorrow in the preseason opener against the Carolina Panthers. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss the start of the new era of K-State football with Coach Chris Klieman.
Laying it on the line every dang day. You win that dang day.
The Cats open the season at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 31st. To celebrate the first game, a total of 2,019 tickets are on sale now for just $19.
Chris Klieman was the best guy for this job. Comes in, little swag, national title.
Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats today.
August heat can seem relentless, but a look at the peak heat calendar shows relief may not be too far off.
A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau member